This is episode 2213 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to day 5 of our series this week. We are exploring 10 minutes of happiness all week long. You have a special challenge this week, and your challenge is to journal about happiness. I'm sharing with you a question to journal about and also to reflect on as you meditate. I'll be guiding you through this question, and I'll also be guiding you through a meditation to focus on some aspect of happiness. As always, you can find the full half-hour guided meditations on the Sip and Om meditation app. You can try the app for 7 days absolutely free, so that's a full series you could try out. You receive a journal and a guide customized for each week's theme. So this week you'll receive a happiness journal and a happiness guide. I want you to know how much I honor you for what you're doing for yourself. It's not always so easy to establish a ritual, any kind of ritual, but especially a ritual like meditation, because sometimes you might feel like you're not really sure if you're progressing. If you start a ritual such as working out, you want to have some kind of fitness ritual, you often feel stronger and you notice improvements in your body and in your energy level. Or if you begin a ritual where you decide to go to bed a little earlier, you notice you feel more rested and you are able to focus more. When you start a ritual such as meditation, if you want to know whether or not you are making any progress, ask yourself this question. Ask yourself if you notice a little more peace. If you notice you're a little happier or a little calmer, or maybe you're simply not reacting to stress with so much anxiety, or maybe you're still experiencing stress and anxiety, as we all do, whether we meditate or not, but you're noticing what your stress triggers are. You're beginning to notice where you hold stress in your body. And this awareness is powerful. It means you are making progress. Awareness is progress. So as you get ready to meditate today, I want to share with you your question for today. This is what I encourage you to journal about, or even to reflect on, maybe as you start your day or end your day. Your question is, what are some strategies for happiness you could come up with? What could you do to create your own happiness and to create more happiness in your life? I shared with you on my Instagram stories, which you can find on my Sip and Om Instagram account. And by the way, that's where you can reach out to me and share your own meditation journey. I shared there that for myself, as I just moved into a home, the whole home is painted green. Even some of the ceilings are painted green. And it's a nice color of green and it's well painted, but I need to change the color to feel happier in my home. So this is what I've chosen to do to make myself happy. And it might not seem like such a big deal, but it is a big deal to feel comfortable where you live and when you move somewhere, to put your own mark on your place. So think about something that maybe isn't a big, massive event in your life that would make you happier. Begin with something simple, something that you just notice you'd like to change and it would really make you happier. Maybe that is setting up a coffee or tea station in the corner of your kitchen. Or maybe that would be planning time with someone who really uplifts you. Think about what you can do to create a happiness plan for yourself. Let's hear from a fellow meditator who created a plan to help him manage stress with online learning. You may be experiencing the same kind of stress with online communication for your work, or if you're a student, for learning. He says, "Hi, Mary, I want to convey a short thank you message to you. I am a student and I am not so well at studies. I used to get very stressed out with this online teaching. It's when I discovered your podcast in August 2020, listening ever since. Now I feel much at peace with myself and my work, and this keeps my stress at bay. A big thank you." Thank you, Nishil, for sharing your message. Nishil is reaching out from Mumbai, India. So what is it you could do to keep stress at bay for yourself and to invite more happiness into your life? As you close your eyes and sit up straight, begin to notice how you're feeling right now. If you're not feeling so happy right now, allow yourself to process whatever emotion you're currently experiencing. Know that your emotions are moods that change constantly, ongoing. And know that as you sit in stillness and begin to calm your breath, your mind and your body, you'll begin to gain a better perspective on whatever mood you're processing. Notice the rhythm and flow of your breath. Mentally affirm, joy is all around me. As you inhale, visualize something that makes you happy. As you exhale, allow that happiness to flow through you. Joy is all around you. What could you do to create a happiness plan for yourself? Visualize yourself creating this joy and happiness in your life and allow yourself to immerse yourself in your joy and happiness plan. Continue reflecting on joy, knowing you are so worth slowing down for.